He said, "Man, I ain't done nothing." That's a big old one, old Smith. He weighed over 200 pounds, and he was a tall man. And he was a tall man. He didn't. And he said, "Yeah, I'll go get it for you." And he got his shoes and clothes on and went out there with him. He said, "Man, what do you want with this rope?" He said, "Never mind what I want with this rope. Just don't ask no question." He said, "You ain't that damn nigger, ain't you?" He said, "Nope." So when he went in the garage and got the rope for me, he just took him by the arm and carried him on with him and said, "Come on, you go in with us." He said, "No, I'm not either. I'm not going with you to hang that nigger." He said, "Yeah, you are. If we leave you here, you'll tell where we are. You'll tell them all where we are." He said, "I swear I won't tell them. You just won't make me go." And they made him go. And they tied that rope around that nigger's neck. And that big guy took my little old skinny brother and set him up on his shoulder and made him throw it over that cross arm up there on the railroad track. And they just pulled him up till they broke his neck, left him hanging there.
How many men were
there? Oh, just a swarm of men. It was a kind of a lynch mob, you know.
All that guy did was insult. What did he say to him?
I think he must have asked her to go to bed with him or something like that. That was all he said. And just a lot of people didn't think that he'd done that. Somebody just wanted to get rid of the nigger.
What'd your brother think after it's over?
He didn't like it. He said, "I can see that nigger for months." He said, "I can see that nigger hanging up there with his heels kicking in the air." You know, he was just a kid, not much more than a child. And they shouldn't have put it on him, I don't think. But he wasn't scared. He wasn't scared of nothing. He wasn't scared of anybody.
Yeah.
Because we were a peace-loving people. We didn't get out and raise sand and raise rackets with other people. That was cute.
Like
that was funny. So the next morning, the early morning train come down to come around the curve, when it made the curve in the track, throwed the light right on that nigger hanging up there.
Mm-hmm.
And Monroe Hughes was a fireman, and he said, "Uh-oh, they've hung another nigger." Wonder what they've done this time. It's always something like that, being something to.
What did the sheriff do about it?
Couldn't do anything because he couldn't do nothing. He might have been in the crowd.
Yeah.
Could have been. Nobody knew, didn't know who all was in the crowd.
The fight that they had between the North and the South a long time ago, they called that the
Civil War.
Uh-huh. Any other names for that?
Don't remember. Just what they did call it. The South, the North and South.
Mm-hmm. And you say you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw the ball and he
didn't catch it, or did catch it,
okay,
or something.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught anything.
Or,
which wouldn't be no lie.
Or yesterday I
caught a trout.
And say, you had a question. You say you went and what somebody your question.
Went and asked somebody what I wanted to know.
And Sam, the biggest city in the United States is where?
New York.
Okay. And Baltimore is in?
Is in the United States too.
What state is it?
Baltimore, Massachusetts, is it?
Or